Hi, this is Channel 5 News. Coming to you from Compton, California. Some stuff is going down to the right. Down in Baltimore. Yeah.
I will be the interviewer that will interview some people that were involved in the bombing of former Kenry.
Can I interview you?
Yes.
Can you describe what caused the Battle of Fort McHenry to happen?
My name is Francis Scott Keyes. Fort McHenry had a great defense, which assisted Brooke's army, so it was necessary for Conklin to reduce Fort McHenry.
Who exactly was involved with this battle?
Well, to me, the only people that comes to mind that would have the right idea to bomb Fort McHenry would be the British. So I think the British were involved.
May you describe what really happened during this battle?
Well, what exactly happened here was that the British came in with 16 warships, including 5 bombships and 1 sloop equipped with rocket launchers.
Where did these attacks all come from?
2 miles below the fort and commenced an intensive bombardment.
And of course we were running like a bunch of chickens because that was probably the only thing we could do to hide from the bombs. And as soon as the bombardment stopped, I looked out the window to find out that our American flag was still there. Now my American pride grew very much when I saw that flag, which led me to write the Star Spangled Banner.
On to the next person. Can you describe what caused the Battle of Fort McHenry to happen? May you describe what really happened during this battle? Who was all involved?
Who was involved was the British, led by Vice Admiral Sir Alexander Cochrane, Colonel Arthur Brooke. What happened was the British warship started bombing Fort McHenry, and there were 5 bombs frequently in the air at once. After this, a squadron led by the Captain Napier penetrated the river to the west, but our troops fought them off.
Who was all involved?